AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Pope Francis is giving formal approval allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples. The change in Vatican policy says people seeking God's love and mercy shouldn't be subject to an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it. Francis suggested blessings should be offered under some circumstances if the ritual is not confused with the sacrament of marriage. Today at the Supreme Court,
the heavens shed a tear this morning.
The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court, is lying in repose in the court's Great Hall. Justice Sonia Sotomayor called O'Connor a role model.
I thank Sandra for her vision and her drive, not merely to see and understand the problem, but to do something about it. Just do it was a mantra for her, and with it she accomplished so much.
Sandra Day O'Connor died December 1st. She was 93. Heavy rain and high winds are hitting the Northeast.
The National Weather Service predicts up to 5 inches of rain in some parts of the region. Meteorologist Rich Otto says that leads to flooding.
Several flash flood warnings overspread in portions of the Northeast, including parts of Maine and New Hampshire.
Around 250,000 power outages reported Monday morning from Pennsylvania to New York to New England. Otto says wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour or stronger were forecast for the New England coast.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we have some gusts that approach or exceed hurricane force along the coast there, especially portions of Maine.
And he says snow is in the forecast for the Greater Lakes, Western Pennsylvania, and Interior New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Southwest Airlines will pay a $35 million fine to resolve a Transportation Department investigation into a debacle 1 year ago when the airline canceled thousands of flights and stranded more than 2 million travelers over the holidays. This is AP News. A gloomy mood hangs over Ukrainian soldiers almost 2 years after the start of the war with Russia.
Ukrainian soldiers say they remain determined to win. But as winter approaches, they worry that Russia's better equipped for battle. Discontent among Ukrainian soldiers, once extremely rare and expressed only in private, is now more common and out in the open. Meanwhile, the president's office reports 2 civilians were killed and at least 2 people injured over the past 24-hour period. In the north, the Russian army shelled the village of Krasnopilia in the Sumy region, killing a civilian in his own home and destroying residential buildings. While in Kherson, an 81-year-old man died on the street during an attack on the city center. I'm Charles DeLadesma.
Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel is being bought by Japan's Nippon Steel in an all-cash deal valued at about $14 billion. U.S. Steel will keep its name and its headquarters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.